You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. This next story comes from our collaboration with Oakland Voices, a project where East Oakland residents tell the stories of their own neighborhoods. Today we're heading to the East Side Arts Alliance, which has been a cultural stronghold in East Oakland for 15 years. Visual Elements is one of their apprenticeship programs where neighborhood youth learn about the history of graffiti culture and the intersection of art and poverty. Oakland Voices correspondent Angela Scott brings us the story.
Turning down 23rd Avenue towards International Boulevard, I see the words "Culture is a Weapon" painted on the side of a building wall. Painted below are Indigenous peoples, Black Panther Party members, and immigrant workers. This everted museum among concrete and discarded trash sits behind a wired gate. I am peeking into the Congolese culture of national symbols, weavings, and dancers in their traditional dress. Turning left on International Boulevard, I see political posters with black fists and brown faces line the glass windows. It is as if the Black and Chicano art movement is leading me like breadcrumbs to the front door of East Side Art Alliance. Inside is a beautifully curated museum depicting black and white photos of Malcolm X, Eldridge and Kathleen Cleaver, Stokely Carmichael, and others. There is a small stage and white piano to the left. Moving along, I realized my footsteps were keeping rhythm with music. Young people rapping in the back room.
And you know, the number one thing that artists need in order to thrive is space.
This is Fabiana Rodriguez, one of the co-founding artists that helped create the center.
You need a place to connect, to show your work, to receive feedback on your work, to develop your work in collaboration with other creative people. You need a place to perform and to show and exhibit what you're doing. Otherwise, you're isolated.
Creating this type of space is essential for what Rodriguez explains as a type of pipeline. She was fortunate to have mentors in her youth teaching her things that she would then pass along.
I learned printmaking, I learned graffiti, I learned many traditions that were passed down to me through mentors. And so you always need a pipeline of artists, and there's always many young, hungry artists who want to learn.
I can see many of those artists at work here today. Paintbrushes and spray cans are scattered on the work table, and parts of finished paintings hang on the wall to dry. A small child and large brown dog race past me, headed for the open door. I hear talking.
Yeah, just go with that.
Outside is a classroom with no chalkboards or desks, just walls filled with graffiti. I begin talking with one of the program's students, Gabriel Lopez, about how he came to be here.
I started coming here when I was a senior in high school. Got connected with a couple of folks in another program, and they told me to come here to expand my artistic level. So I was like, well, all right.
As Lopez talks, I see one of his peers is outlining the tip of an arrow gold while the others work on a native warrior, a part of a mural that will eventually be displayed on International Boulevard and Fruitvale Avenue. Lopez tells me about another piece he did recently on the side of a store on 64th and International Boulevard.
We did little figures, you know. We did the flame from the Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Other writers did. One of them did a tired Twinkie.
Lopez tells me that even though it looked cartoony, the mural's message was important.
Junk food is, you know, it's no good for your body, it's no good for your system. So we just wanted to pull out that perspective and show the community that stop eating junk food, you know, eat more fruits and vegetables, you know, more fresher products.
Because graffiti is a public art, there is always a chance that it would be written over or buffed. This piece was no different. But Lopez says the chance to create was still worth it.
Public art has its roots in liberation.
One of the program's core staffers is Jose Gabriel, known as Peps, who began as a student and now teaches about the importance of public art as well as its beginnings.
A lot of these muralists believe that art should be available to the people and not just cooped away in like upper class, like ultra rich museums that only rich people have access to. So that's why we study a lot of like the Mexican muralists, because they were the first ones to do that kind of stuff.
Pep says the deeper parts of the program don't appeal to everyone. There are those that come with the attitude of,
I just want to make pretty stuff.
Peps adds that there are plenty of places where you can draw pretty things, but here in the Visual Elements program, there's a different focus.
you know, if people want to like learn about like history, struggles, politics, and how all those things intersect with art and how to use that to move these issues forward, then this is the place for that.
For those who do stay, they thrive. Like Allison Santiago, Peps's niece.
My name is Allison Santiago. I'm the coordinator of the Visual Element program.
Santiago is 21 and has been with the Visual Elements program since she was 15. Though she's one of the younger staffers, it's clear that she has a true passion for her work. As she sets up a section of the Native Warrior for the next student to outline, she explains why Visual Elements is essential when creating art in a city that is constantly changing due to gentrification and displacement.
It's not dead, you know, like this art is still continuing, and we, no matter what obstacle there might be outside of these streets or behind the walls that we are painting or even in the block that we're painting, we're making ourselves known and our presence and our culture and the way and the stand that we're here simply by painting what we paint, right?
Taking on the knowledge given by her mentors and sharing it with others, Santiago is now a teacher in her own right, keeping the traditions and the pipeline strong. Like Lopez, Jose Jimenez is a student of Santiago's but is new to the program. He says he has been experimenting with graffiti since the age of 9 and is now 19, but he admits he is still learning.
There's always something, you know, even though I said I've done it all my life and I'm, you know, you always have something to learn from somebody else.
Although he is self-taught, Jimenez comes to the program for his own reasons.
I'm in that process where I'm trying to work towards a better future.
And here at Visual Elements, working on a better future looks like community, like murals of Native warriors and Black and brown cultures. It looks like opening up a conversation about food justice through art and teaching the history of Mexican street art through conversations with street artists from Mexico. Working on a better future at Visual Elements also looks like Santiago showing her students proper can techniques on a Wednesday night. For Cross Currents, I'm Angela Scott.